When we arrived in San Francisco, not a great crowd on the wharf at all, because a lot of these girls were travelling right across country, all over America, and it was only the ones, luckily like me, living in San Francisco, that my sister-in-law met me. And she was very nice. Actually, she was the nicest one in the whole family. She'd been around and she was a good sport. But what happened, the press photographers came on board, and of course the captain and the crew, knowing me so well by now, having sketched them all and all this helping with everything, so they said, stay here, we'll get the press up here, they've got to see you. So anyhow, the press came up and photographed me and had a talk and all the rest. Very nice. Meantime, I heard my name called on the loud speaking system. Would I please come to the purser's office? So I did, and there I met my sister-in-law. She'd come to meet me, a little car and all the rest of it. And then I didn't bother to say goodbye to most of the brides. There were a few that I had made friends with, so I said goodbye to them, and off they went, off I went with my sister-in-law on the wrong, driving on the wrong side of the street. That was petrifying for the first time, traffic coming at you the wrong way you thought. But you soon got used to that. And then we ended up near the top of a hill, Knob Hill, in a beautiful apartment, very nice. That was my mother-in-law's. That was Ed's home, actually. Well, he hadn't been home for years, been in the Navy all the time, you see, so he didn't really have a home of his own. So it was his mother's apartment, but it was only a two bedrooms, which Imelda, my sister-in-law, had one, and mother had the other, little bird-like type woman. And as soon as I arrived, she rushed straight off to church to say a few prayers that I'd arrived safely. And I hadn't realised, but Ed came from a very religious family. Three sisters were nuns, and, you know, they were very strong churchgoers, which, of course, I never was. So here I was, and, of course, it was grace at the table, all this sort of thing. And I knew from day one that I wasn't welcome. And all they had for me was a pull-down wall bed that pulled down in the lounge. So that's where I stayed. And I hated every minute of it. And even using a knife and fork the way the English do, we do, that in America is classed as being an absolute peasant. So my mother-in-law told me right the first day, oh, we don't eat like that here. You just cut it up, put your knife down and use a fork. So that started that, and I came from a very well-known, nice family, you know, and all this, and here I'm faced with this. So I thought, oh my God, the sooner I'm out of here, the better. Well, of course, I was there for a few weeks, but I'd go out exploring all over San Francisco. Meantime, Len Foster from PIX had said, now look, when you get there, because I had done a lot of work for PIX meantime during my career, and he said, I want you to photograph this, photograph that, war bride. So I did all that. Well, that took me out most of the time. I was really only there to sleep, and that was enough. So anyhow, when Ed came, finally, arrived a few weeks after I was there, and he said, oh, we've got to go down to Los Angeles and meet the three nuns, the other sisters. They were at a college there, so down we went to Los Angeles and stayed at the Mayflower Hotel, which was lovely, and a bottle of champagne, the whole works from the management, you know, a war bride, because we were news then, early in the piece. And that was very nice. I found the nun sisters were very charming, very nice, and showed me all over the convent, all this sort of thing. And we went to Universal Studios and saw over that and danced to Xavier Cugar. Oh no, it was quite good fun. And then we went back to San Francisco and we finally found an apartment. A house, actually.